This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. One of LA's hidden treasures is the theater that happens at the Getty Villa. I'm not talking about their annual outdoor productions, which folks seem to know about. I'm talking about the work that happens the rest of the year. For the past decade, the Getty has produced a series of workshop productions that have hosted LA's most exciting theater companies. The basic idea is delightfully simple. Invite a theater company to create a modern take on a Greek or Roman classic. The Getty provides not only the space, but also the funding to put up the workshop and shares their scholars to help guide the company's exploration. The list of companies that have presented work reads like a best-of list of both LA and national companies. Nancy Keystone's Critical Mass Performance Group, Poor Dog Theater, Theater Movement Bazaar, City Company, Wilderness, Culture Clash, the list goes on. What the Getty realized long before LA's other large theaters was there was value in supporting LA companies and giving them space to create. The results have been powerful both at the Getty and in the productions that these works have spawned. A typical trajectory is a workshop at the Getty and then a full production run elsewhere. So this initial support leads to not only a rich body of classical adaptations, but also work that helps build each of these companies. I only wish there were a handful of other LA institutions that had both the resources and discipline to support LA theater this consistently. The Getty Villa's latest production goes up this coming weekend with a site-specific show from Four Larks called Catabasis. Four Larks, like the Villa, is another hidden LA treasure. Their two full-scale LA productions, Orpheus and The Temptation of St. Anthony, both made my best-of-year lists for their immersive and layered work, creating what they call junkyard operas. They're a dense marriage of theater, opera, dance, and site-specific installation. What's stunning about their work is that it exhibits both a rigorous technique and a sort of wonderful, rough, inventive edge, the kind of magic that happens when a classical musician covers a pop song, though their musical bent is more new folk. It's the kind of work that brings together not only the artists, but the audiences who typically inhabit not just the theaters and concert halls, but also art galleries and music venues. This latest work, Catabasis, is inspired by the Getty's exhibit Underworld, Imagining the Afterlife, and is a processional piece through the Getty's grounds and architecture. The piece was originally slated for the fall, but the Woolsey fire changed those plans, so it's been rescheduled to this weekend. If you can't catch the show, make sure the Getty Villa's theater program is on your radar. It's a great place to see some of LA's best companies. If you can't catch this show, make sure the Getty Villa's theater program is on your radar. It's a great place to see some of LA's best companies tackle the classics. Four Larks' Catabasis plays at the Getty Villa this Thursday through Sunday. For info on the show and to subscribe to the weekly KCRW theater newsletter, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.